right, man. It is show 399, man. We are.
Are you fucking serious?
I'm serious. It's 399.
No.
Well, it's 399, and you know, 400 is around the corner. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is the shocked Tiffobot. What's going on this week with you, Tiff?
Well, now I feel like there's a lot of pressure on me because even though I don't think we're going to do anything for the 400th episode, it just feels like maybe we should.
Well, maybe we should. If we do something, it could be subtle. We don't have to, you know,
okay, blow you all know, the horns. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to, like, have an existential crisis by any means.
Well, there we go, man. So, man, it's good to see everybody back, and thank you for all our first-time listeners and stuff and all the new people and all those new people on YouTube. We love you. Keep watching.
So it's just that one video, and can I tell you something?
No, it's not. It's not. Last week's is good, too. So
I'm going to look it up, but I will say I did a little investigation, and I visited the YouTube, and I
yeah,
I looked at the one for Idris Elba and the Beast, and it had a lot of views. But somebody had gotten in the comments, somebody called like the Beast and was like, animal attack, the Beast, like over and over again in the comments. It was really weird.
Oh, I didn't even look. Oh, shit. Yeah. I don't know. Who was that?
No. I hope
that
is the reason why people came to watch that video. And I hope that they were unpleasantly surprised.
Animal attack. Well, I didn't do it, but. No, but the last video was doing good. We're doing better on YouTube. So
it's
I'm happy, man. Shit, you know. So anyway, man, this week we're doing some things here. So we have some Keanu Reeves news. So we have some news this week, some news proper, y'all. And we have some vampire news. So it's a little bit more exciting than that. So stay with us. We're doing a one shot. We were going to do this one shot last week. What is it called? The Ring of Power or some shit like that?
The Lord of the Rings thing, guys. That's all you need to know.
It has a proper name, but
sure. Who cares though? You can look it up. You got the internet. All right, we're not here to do anything for you.
We'll let you know on the next.
We'll let you know next week.
No.
Tune in next week to find out the episode name
after the break. and we went to the movies, man, and to go check out Barbarian. I heard some very intriguing things about it, and suddenly I wanted to see it. Mm-hmm. So we're checking out Barbarian, which is a horror movie, kind of kicking off Halloweeny skeiny. Really early, so
yeah. So now we're just gonna do horror movies from now until the end of October.
Well, no, because
well, don't you tell fibbies then, because well, that would be great.
You said fibbies, so no, we have actually one more week of regular movies. So and then we hit the horror stuff in October. If you've been a long time fan, you know we go hard in the paint when it comes to the to the horror movies in October. So we'll be doing that again. Tiff is cracking up. So, man, saying all that, are you ready to roll, Tiff?
Yeah.
Let's go.
And away we go.
There we go. So we're back. And
fuck
yeah. It is time for to shout out our social media presence, Tiffobot. Could you handle that for us, for the people?
I can try. So for everything Fans of Patrol, go to fansofpatrol.com. That's our main hub, where you can email us at fans@fansofpatrol.com, or you can get to us on our social medias, which are Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter @fansofpatrol. Check us out on our TikTok, Fans Patrol Zero, our YouTube, and also Patreon, please, if you have a dollar.
And
of course, are your favorite listening platform, as you're probably doing now. Maybe, who knows? Maybe you're out there somewhere saying, I wish I could listen to you, but I'm listening to Zingo Dop.
And maybe this is the first time you're watching us on YouTube.
And you're like, where can I just hear them?
No. Tip of butt, you're going to stop putting down our goddamn YouTube. It's on the climb, man. It's on the climb.
Oh, I forgot. I did say that I wanted to look and see how well the newest video was doing. Did you look?
Yeah, I already know. I know. Shit.
Well, how many is it?
It's like 128. So that's
okay. That's a lot.
For us? I didn't. Shit. For us. Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot for us, and I know that that doesn't mean anything to a lot of people. But here's the thing: I sometimes think that there's only like three people listening.
No, that's bullshit. So Tiff,
that is my own fear. I'm projecting.
These are your notes. What are we talking about this week?
Oh, I forgot. I forgot I did this to us. So I saw, and I put this in there not because it's personal news to me or anything. I know it seems like it would be Constantine news because I loved the show Constantine, and I do like the comic book Hellblazer.
Yeah.
But I've never seen this movie.
Seriously?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Oh wow! I think you would like it. It was, you know, without having a British accent, you know.
I mean, he was Constantine.
Exactly, you know, and it was like my first introduction into Constantine, the original movie. And so what we're talking about, boys and girls, is that they're all set to go with a brand new Constantine, a sequel, maybe. I don't know if it's a sequel, but a second Constantine theatrical release.
Yeah, I think it's a sequel.
Starring Keanu Reeves. Now, that movie was like 28 years ago, the very first one. It was a very
but
young...
But it's fine, because Constantine does, like, get grisly...
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
I mean, like, yeah, he can be a grizzled dude.
Yeah, you can have a young John Wick or an old John Wick. It wouldn't matter.
Right. It works because he's got magic.
And he's a real dude. So it's not like he's, got a super suit or something. So the very first movie I enjoyed the shit out of, but fans I know destroyed it. They just, but it's like, when did, and that was back in the day when fans destroyed every goddamn thing.
Oh, but also because I think, like, it was so much more detrimental to be destroyed. It's in those kind of aspects because we weren't getting, well, and I know that we have such a much now that, like, maybe it doesn't matter, but, like, we weren't getting comic book movies back then. Especially, I find it weird that, like, the ones that, like, kind of came and lasted and kind of attained these cult statuses were the ones that were, like, less like the normal big two. Do you know what I mean? Like Spawn and Blade, which, well, that, you know, but then also, like, this one, Constantine, that kind of resonated with people. But they got shat on so bad that I think it kind of
I mean,
scared the market, maybe.
Yeah, but the movie was creepy as hell. You know, it did a really good job at
it. Very, like, religiously, like, right?
Yeah, it did a really good job at being a horror movie opposed to being a superhero action movie. You know, I didn't even know when Constantine...
Well, he's not really a superhero.
I didn't even know when Constantine came out that it was a comic book. I did not know, you know, and so I was like, oh, that was a creepy-ass movie. I mean, and it was. And then I found out later that it was a comic. And I was like, oh, and he's in the DC universe. Oh, and they know superheroes. Oh, I mean, we talk about years with my
Yeah, because it's the imprint, right? Is it not like actual DC? Or is it Vertigo?
It was Vertigo. It started out as Vertigo, but then, like, you know, then they brought, you know, they
got rid of Vertigo. I was a big fan of Vertigo.
Yeah, and, you know, they shut it down and brought some of the people into the DC universe, which was cool. And Constantine was one of them. And it's been an enduring property. You know, there's several, animated movies. There's several, you know, they had your boy, what was his name? Matt something something.
I love him. He's so hot.
Yeah, I met him.
I was about to say he's so horny, which works as well, but that sounded weird. So I stopped.
He's so horny. I met him in person. He was just as cool as you might think he was. I mean,
yeah, he just seemed like a kill. And here's the thing: that show is good. I don't know why people didn't like it.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you what, though. Well, he came back. He's still playing a role.
He's on a different show, and that show sucks. I don't want to watch a show where he just happens to be there. Bring his show back.
Well, they gave him a couple of his, like, you know, episodes where it was mainly about him.
I don't care.
Which was still cool. But yeah, I remember when I met him, I wasn't allowed to do an interview. This was like some of these shitty Comic-Con rules, and that Comic-Con is gone, so, you know, F those guys. But he didn't even care. Him and his agent was like, they were like, well, let's do it. And I was like, oh, shit, I ain't supposed to because I'm such a rule follower, you know. You know. But then he was like all for it. He was like, yeah, dude, let's
go. You should have had me there. I would have been like, all right.
Yeah, yeah. I should have been like, you should have been like, fuck it, let's go. Because I sat there and talked to him for a while.
Listen, all I need is a hint of a green light.
Right, right.
And I'll plow through the door, okay?
Well, him and his agent gave me the green light. I should have just been like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. If he winked at me after he said he wasn't going to do it, I'd be like, that means we're doing it, right? You know what I mean? Like, you know what? We need to go together. That's the thing. We need to go together. We make a team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree. Yeah.
I can't say I'm excited about this because I don't really know anything about the first one, but I do want to watch the first one and see if I will be excited.
I think you would like it, man. I mean,
I do too.
I think you do. I mean, again, he was from LA, you know, so they did the stuff to make you feel, you know, and they had the cab driver was Shia LaBeouf, which was crazy.
Oh, man, he gets around, doesn't he?
Well, it was Shia
LaBeouf. He's a dangerous man.
It was Shia LaBeouf with promise before.
Oh, he was a trainer. Yeah, I don't know what happened with I don't know all about Shia LaBeouf. It's just a very weird story that I think is all on our Hollywood periphery, where we're kind of like, don't think about Shia LaBeouf.
Well, yeah, Hollywood and alcohol is admitted to Shia LaBeouf.
So is that really what happened?
100%. I just watched a really interesting video. I don't give a damn if we are off topic. I watched a really interesting YouTube video with John Berthon has his own channel. And he does interviews with like obscure, crazy shit. Like one of his like videos was with a cop that was undercover with like the Hell's Angels for years and stuff. And so he does different stuff. And so he's interviewing Shia LaBeouf about him getting clean and shit, you know, and how a trip it was. And it was so funny listening to Shia like talk about his. He tries to talk like he's like a LA biker and shit, you know, like he's all hard and gristle and gruff. And I'm like, cut it out, Hollywood, you know, get out of here.
Cut it out, Hollywood. You have a wispy mustache.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, it was still a good show, but I learned a lot. I mean, it was pretty good. Anyway, back to this. I'm all for Keanu Reeves reprising this role and revisiting this this world, because it was more scary than it was dazzling. You know, it was like, goddamn. I mean, had a weird cast. Like I said, Shia LaBeouf was in it. Edie from The Mummy. You know, the lady who played Edie. The lady.
Oh, okay. Yes, I'm having a brain fart. She's very famous.
Yeah, she is. And it was so many people that was like.
When you said The Mummy, I definitely thought about that Tom Cruise mummy movie.
Tom Cruise? Oh no, not that one.
I was like, what?
The good mummy movie.
the good one. The one with Hot Brendan Fraser. Actually, everybody in that movie is hot. Consistently, people discuss everybody in that movie is hot.
Yeah. It was pretty. I thought it was a pretty good movie. One of the demons was the lead singer from Bush. You know, and I can't even
think. Gavin Rosdale?
Gavin Rosdale was in it, you know, and yeah. So
Why?
You should watch it. You should watch it.
Okay, no, it's fine. I would like to see something bad happen to Gavin Rosdale, which I assume it does.
Yeah, something bad happens, but it's a trip. Anyway, why would you like to see something bad? What's wrong with him?
Nothing, I don't know.
Oh, okay, I'm about to say, I thought he had nothing personal.
I just want to see something bad happen to him.
I thought you was going to tell me he had like some asshole past.
I don't know anything about him, honestly. Like Glycerin, that's what I know about him.
Yeah, well, I used to like that group, so that's back in my day, shit. Yeah,
that's funny because I feel like it's a little young for you.
No,
that time.
No, that's 1993. I was in
college. Yeah, that was 93.
Yeah, I was like 22, 23.
No, it's perfect for you.
Yeah, 100%.
Sometimes I get our timelines confused because there are strange overlaps.
Yeah.
But they occur at different ages.
Yeah.
I listened to that. Yeah, well, right? MTV but you shit. Are actually like, that's probably the appropriate.
Right, I'm like, that's my shit. What are you talking about? So anyway, man, this looks cool. I'm down for it. Let's move on. So what else we got on
that? Well, our favorite man in the chair.
Yeah.
He's got his own show called Reginald the Vampire.
I see this. It's interesting.
This is Jacob Batalon from Spider-Man.
And I knew that after Spider-Man would be over with, he would start trimming up and trying to lose some of the weight and stuff. And
you're so mean, always talking how fat people are, man. You're like, this person's fat. Look, no, they're not fat.
No, in this movie, he's like trimming up. I bet you the next movie we see him in, he's going to be like straight up and down, you know.
he looks a little, okay, like he could have some kind of the rock renaissance he looks like.
Like he's a
Does that make sense to you?
The Rock's little nephew or something like that.
yeah. Like... The Rock Light, or something like that. You know what I mean?
100%. So,
So this is just I mean, here's the thing. I thought there would be a preview, and I'm really let down by the fact they expected me to read so much about this, because I would not give a fuck.
Tiff, it's a video online. I went and looked at it. I was like, I got to see a guy.
Motherfucker! Yeah. I didn't go that far. You can just tell me. I'm not going to watch it.
Well, it was pretty interesting, man, because the article I could give a crap about. Right?
Do you want me to pause? Do you want to pause and make me watch it?
That's totally up to you, Tiff. If you want to get on board here, that's up to you. If not,
fucking pause it. Listen, I thought. Hold on. I'm about fucking hating you right now.
Hold on hold on for a second, children, while we let our girl here do her homework.
I have words.
All right. Well, we're back, and so, you know, we have an article talking about this vampire property, and we have a trailer.
We sure did. We watched a little trailer.
Yeah. So what were your thoughts, Tiff?
One, I want to talk about how I did not realize that this is a book.
Oh, yeah?
This was based on a book that I've never read, but knew right... Okay, I cannot explain how I knew this. There used to be a book when I worked at Half Price Books called Fat Vampire.
I like that title so much better.
And I would look at it every... I shelved the young adult section. It's a young adult book.
That's a great title.
And I would always put it on there and be like, what the fuck is this? So I read The Flap once, and it was like a non-attractive person becomes a vampire, which is pretty funny because usually they're like always attractive wait until they're attractive. Well, like even in like the... like they wouldn't do anyone who wasn't attractive.
Yeah, right.
So... that's why these people are upset, is that he's not perfect. But I think that they probably changed, you know, bad connotation with the word fat, I guess. But like, so that his, because his name's Reginald, so Reginald the Vampire. And the whole plot is that basically these fashionable vampires want him gone.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. So vampire.
That looks kind of funny, but sci-fi traditionally makes shows that are terrible.
Well, I knew you were thinking that way, but this doesn't look like a sci-fi show at all. I mean, if you ask me.
It has like, there's certain things that they do,
like
just
what?
Like,
because I don't see any remnants of sci-fi.
There's like color schemes and just like
I've never seen movements. A comedy on sci-fi. It's always
I see comedy on sci-fi all the time.
Really? Well, shit.
There's that one about the alien that's like living as a cowboy, and then there's like
I don't know what you're talking about.
I've never seen them. I'm not interested in it.
Oh, okay.
But this I would give it a try. It could amuse me, I think.
Yeah, but I don't know, what do you watch this at? I mean, because...
on sci-fi.
Yeah, I don't have cable.
I think you have to subscribe.
Yeah, I'm not doing that, so...
yeah, because it sucks. See, if it was better than I'm saying, what you're trying to deny, or to say that it is better than I'm saying, you would pay for the channel.
I'm wondering why they would, you know, they would do that and not just put it, like, on Peacock or something.
Well,
where it could
I don't know.
Survive.
It might be. That's the thing. It might be under an umbrella, like Discovery.
I thought sci-fi was owned by NBC. Yeah.
Listen, you're asking me stuff that I just
don't
know.
I think they are. That's what I'm saying. I wonder why you just wouldn't, like, try to highlight, you know, something like this and roll
as much
it.
As sci-fi channel sucks.
Yeah.
I do believe it has a very devoted fan base.
Oh, well, I guess they have to be around this amount of time for some reason, you know, so
yeah.
I'm not going to disagree with you with that, but the problem is I'm not going to go looking for sci-fi for this. It's not that strong mm-mm. to me. The only time I did that is when Alfred, you know.
Pennywise or whatever.
Pennyworth.
No, Pennyworth.
Right. Pennyworth. Pennywise. Which is 100% effing worth it, tracking that show. Now it's on HBO Max, all of them, and the next season is about to come out. I'm so excited. It's so good. I love the goddamn show. And again, if it had nothing to do with Batman, it doesn't even have anything to do with Batman. I mean, you kind of got do, you know, but it's a spy CIA thing in the 60s, so it got that heavy, heavy Guy Ritchie vibe, like, to it, you know. I really like it. Anyway, man, so... I don't know if I'm going to pay attention to this, Tiff. I kind of want to see it. I do want to see it, but I'm not going to go to sci-fi to look for it. So if it shows up on Peacock, I got access to that. I'll watch it there. What about you?
Yeah, I feel like if sometime I happen to stumble across it, like if I was at my dad's house, he has cable.
Yeah.
And it was on, I'd be like, sure, I'll try it. I've never seen it.
Even when people with cable, though, like my mom, I don't like grab their remote and start flicking. You know, I just can't.
Oh, I do.
And I was at the hotel this week. I went on a work thing.
At my dad's, not everybody's.
No. I'm saying I was at a hotel this week at my, you know, work stuff. And I'm so used to streaming. Like, I would pass some things up and be like, well, let me go back and see. And then, like, it'd be like on a commercial or way further into the story. And I'm like, oh, shit, it don't stop when you, you know, when you get off of it. It don't go back to where you left off.
Yeah.
You know,
so. Which, I mean, that doesn't, like, so when I was in Vegas, a lot of times, like, newer hotels, too, will let you stream, like, from your phone. Like, they either have the TVs you can cast to, or, like, you can sign into your Netflix and then sign out when you leave.
Yeah, they just try to get you on a Wi-Fi
Yeah, cost. It just didn't.
Yeah.
And so we couldn't really watch any TV. And the second hotel we stayed in Vegas was on the Strip.
Yeah.
Because we do one night on the Strip usually. And that TV didn't even have cable. It just had, like, basic access channels.
Because
like,
you ain't so supposed to be in there, Tiffelbot. You're supposed to be out there doing your duties.
But I needed a nap. And at night, I couldn't sleep. So I was like, But then they did have one channel where I could order naughty movies. $12.99 a piece.
There's always room for porn. That's pretty expensive for something you can get for free.
For free on the internet.
right.
But I will say I was curious.
What the hell? got it for free. What are you doing? Why would you need $12?
I'm just going to open the menu so I can look up the titles on the internet.
You know what they do? They do that hoping that your ass is like totally stone cold drunk.
Oh, yeah, and yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, titties, titties. You know, next thing you know, you're like, ah, I'm sure. $300. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure that people have bought multiple of the same ones because they couldn't figure out how to get it to go.
Right.
And then they were too ashamed to ask them to take it off the bill.
But what are we talking about here?
Yeah, this is the end of part one of this series.
That's right.
Turn the tape over.
That's right. So, man, we're going to take our break and we're going to come back with our look at Rings of Power. I think that's the name. Ah! We'll be right back. All right, man, it's time for the one shot, man. I'm not so sure where we are with this thing because first time listening, normally around act two, we do what we want to do, and we've been doing what we want to do on a whole show. But
even if it's news.
Right. One shot, man. We take a quick look at a series and decide whether, you know, this is for us or it's not. We're going to keep watching if we're not. And also give it kind of a review. So this week, we know that it's like 3 weeks in, 4 weeks in for Lord of the Rings, the Rings of Power. But we're going to take a look at this. So, man, it's a TV series, 2022. It's a TV 14 where, shit, I think you can do a little bit more and, you know, give us a little bit more axe and claw. But anyway, what can I say about the Lord of the Rings? Epic dramas. So it says an epic drama set thousands of years before the events of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. Follows an ensemble cast of characters, both familiar and anew, as they confront the long-feared reemergence of evil to Middle-earth. Very accurate.
Woo!
Tiff, I don't know if we need to get into who the hell is in this, because there's so many goddamn people.
Well, I'm going to do a few.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I already scrolled down there, and how fucking dare you? Uh-oh, maybe I have regrets. Morfydd Clark.
That's a lady, y'all. That's a lady.
Yep, that's Galadriel. Lenny Henry.
Yeah.
Sarah Zwangobani.
Are you looking at Lenny Henry's IMDb? It's like from the 80s.
No, sure not. Dylan Smith. Markella like Kavanaugh. Oh, is he looking young?
No, he looks like he's from Morris Day and the Time.
There's a bunch of people. I hate to be rude, but you don't know these people.
Ishmael Cruz Gordova, I think is worth mentioning.
That's all I see.
Okay, good enough.
There's a bunch of people. Good for them.
See, that's what I said. It's a whole bunch of damn people.
I know, but I think it's rude just to be like, well, you guys aren't worth mentioning.
Well, no, that's not my point. My point is it's a lot of goddamn people.
And plus, I mean, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Good job, everybody.
So, Tiff, how many did you check out? Just one?
Oh, I barely got through this one.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, well, I'm actually caught up with the whole thing.
Yeah. I want to hear your one word, though.
Yeah, well, before we go any further, it is time for one. God damn it. One. This shit keeps happening. One. Word! Damn it.
I don't know about you. You love to change rules halfway through, and to me, it sounds like now I get three words.
I didn't say the word yet. So, man, shit, that's a good one. I forgot all about one word. Goddamn. My one word would be dope.
Mm.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It's exactly what some of the things is exactly what I expected that I would want from a TV series from Lord of the Rings. And it doesn't disappoint, even with the pacing and things like that. And boy, I got some shit to say about what people got to shit to say about this thing.
I have something to say.
So what is your one word, Tifflebot?
This is a really weird one word.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
So it's not, the word's not weird, but in this context. So my one word is summer.
Ah, explain.
Okay, so watching this series gave me the feel. So I used to I realized I'm about to tell people something really embarrassing.
Okay.
When I was in middle school, didn't have a lot of friends.
All right.
So I spent a lot of summers sitting in the one room of our home that had an air conditioner in it.
All right.
In my grandfather's chair, reading books, a lot of fantasy books.
Uh-huh.
Not necessarily Lord of the Rings.
Right, gotcha.
But this, and my family's always been like a Willow family and
right.
fantasy family. This show gave me that feeling.
gave you the sense of a warm summer sitting there watching.
Yeah, just like reading the stuff, or just like having this adventure that you felt was akin to like your feelings in that season.
Well, that's a pretty good accomplishment to accomplish.
Now, yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah, let's hit the spoilers so we can talk about it. Now, one thing I can say about this thing is that it's made for fans. If you're not a Lord of the Rings fan, please stay away from it, because I don't think you will like it. You know, I'm just being honest. But there are plenty of fans out there of the movies, of the books, of both the books and the movie, and this is a very interesting take which they decided to do, which I think is dynamite. I mean, you have so much time available, especially when you're dealing with the elves and shit, because they live for damn near forever. And so I thought this was pretty smart. Also, one thing that I noticed that was spot on with this is the pacing of the Lord of the Rings. They're in no rush to do nothing. And you know that getting into the Lord of the Rings. And so if you're not familiar with that, you'll be like, oh, shit, when this come on? But it's like, I was fine with it. What about you?
So I do feel like this is probably a weird take for me, since I do discuss kind of like my feelings generally about Lord of the Rings. I loved the movies when they came out, and I didn't really care for the books. And I know that's sacrilege. Anyway, I think there's something about this particular show because the elves are very, like, what they do in their little cities and stuff is very, like, almost comforting.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everything's so slow.
No, I agree with you. It's like,
So I will say that show was just kind of nice. And also, like, because it's Amazon and Lord of the Rings has, like, a high, like, everything's already there, right? So the action's kind of built in and stuff like that. They're not going to have to struggle too hard to entertain me in that way. And so I think they did a good job. There was, like, good tension. There was, like, here's the thing. I can't separate this experience from the House of Dragon experience.
Totally different, right?
Right. And so, like, I don't know if, like, having watched that and then this.
Ruined
maybe
it?
Like, no. Like,
no, ruined. For me, I did it backwards. I watched this first, and I hated House of the Dragon. I couldn't stand it. I haven't even watched the next two episodes.
So I hate the House of the Dragon too. No, what I'm saying is, I wonder if I appreciate this somehow even more
because he was like, "Oh, that
after
was
having
bullshit,
seen that, right?" Which I didn't feel like really. So, not to be a shithead, because I don't really care if fantasy is your bag. That's, you know what I mean. Like, I understand liking, because I liked A Song of Ice and Fire. Right, I'm not shitting on it, but there's like something about like old fantasy where like. Just very kind of the plot is plain, right? Good versus evil.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have a little adventure.
Yeah. Oh,
like
I get it.
And the adventure of like knowing.
You're talking about you like the simplicity of what's happening. Is that what you mean?
But it's simple, right? Here's the simple that's the thing that most people don't get, and I think that the that episode was missing, is that simplicity doesn't mean that there's no complexity.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, Lord of the Rings, with the other story, the House of the Dragon, that whole Game of Thrones, everybody's a piece of shit, and everybody's might be good. And then they twist it, and they're doing good stuff now, so you're rooting for them, but now they're a piece of shit. You know, why are you doing that? But with these characters, yeah, I agree. So, Galadriel has this, crusade, and she's all in the ice and the snow, and they fight the trolls, and then they get called back, and I think her story arc right now is pretty dope, and I dig it. I have no complaints about it. What about you?
Yeah, I it's weird that when you watch these kinds of things, because they're set in a fantasy realm,
yeah
there's other things that you look at. So she's lived so long already,
yeah,
that like it makes, so to humans, to me, I guess, if my brother died because of this thing, I'm not sure I would spend the rest of my life avenging that thing.
I've lived about 3,000 years, so,
So, but when you live forever, basically what we would conceive of as forever, what else are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, so yeah, he gets murdered, and, the trolls, they do all the flashbacks, for the trolls came back, and, they drove him out, which, is classic Lord of the Rings. And let me say something else about this thing. I was looking at the the you know how much money they put in these things. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, these actually look better than the movies. I mean, because
they look good. Yeah, I thought that the wolf, like we see a wolf in this.
Yeah, yeah.
And it that looked great.
Yeah. So I don't know what the hell those little creatures are. I thought it was a straight ripoff from George Lucas's Brownies and Willow.
No, I think that they exist in. I'm pretty sure they exist in the canon. I mean, like in his books. There's just there's a bunch of other books.
Saruman. Well, not that many because the one I haven't read was that Saruman or whatever that is.
Yeah, but I think that details a lot of like different races. That's the Book of Elves, though.
That's what somebody told me, and I'm like, well, I'm not reading that book. I started reading.
But I'm also not going to pretend that I know a bunch of stuff about Lord of the Rings. I don't. These were called like half orc.
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell he was, and I was effort. Like, that's straight out of Willow. That's them damn brownies, you know.
Well, but that's you say that, but brownies are a long time folklore thing. It's not like that's an original thing. So this is just more like an interpretation of similar folklore.
Yeah, but I'm saying they were like depicted almost exactly the same.
They have a folklore basis.
I get it, Tifflebot. Goddamn.
Well, I'm not going to come all the way down there and fight you
so
today. I'm sorry. I'm trying to look up what they're called because, I'm curious. And keep going. Keep talking.
So my favorite character in this whole thing.
Go on.
Was the dark-skinned elf Tifflebot.
He's cool.
He was gorgeous and cool. And I just, felt like it was a football spike seeing all these, characters of color in this this TV show. And speaking of that, boy, did the internet lose their goddamn mind when this thing was released a couple of weeks ago. All the racist bastards came out full steam ahead, just full steam ahead with their bullshit. And, I'm not going to spend too much time on this at all, but it's just like more people are starting to get it. That all this fantasy shit is just fantasy.
I want to say that long before that became a thing that a bunch of people were saying on the internet.
You were saying it. You've been saying it.
I've been saying it because it's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard. Yeah. Like, oh, elves can't be black. Oh, elves can even be? Right. Question mark?
Right. Yeah. You have been saying it forever. But
because I just can't believe, and that's a kind of an example of how like people just don't even fucking think about shit because someone else said that they can't be, so the next person's like, yeah, they can't be.
Well, you open your mouth on this on that side of the fence, and you're just a goddamn racist, and it's no way around it. You have implicit bias. You're a goddamn racist. Go kiss my ass. Because come on, what the hell? Who? What? For real? There are no black people in Lord of the Rings. Kiss my ass. It is now, punks. So get used to it. We're here to stay.
Now it is.
And we happen to be one of the dopest roles on the show. So.
When he showed up, I was like, ha cha cha.
Yeah. But pretty much all the elves got some pretty to them, but he was like, goddamn.
So I was like, I got really, okay, full disclosure, did get excited because I thought they might have sex.
Oh, him and the human lady?
Yeah. They didn't.
Well,
spoilers.
Not yet.
Spoilers. They might not. I mean, they might yet because they're still. I love actually this whole setup too. I think fine. Maybe it's just like the comfort level of the recognition of like this is how a journey starts because you can tell that all of these stories that they're telling are going to connect and these are going to be our folk. I mean, like you might know more than me, but they're going to be like our folks who join on this whatever this journey is.
Well, it's still going to have the pace because. It's been renewed already. It was renewed before it was released. And so I think, it's going to be a slow burn. It's Lord of the Rings, and then we'll have eruptions that will happen and some dope shit will happen. So on one of the, shows that I'm on, the last show I watched, it was a pretty sweet thing that happened. And it was just like, ooh, shit. Now this is worth the price of popcorn, So I'm very happy with this show.
Is the price of popcorn your Amazon Prime subscription?
Well, I watch a lot of stuff on Amazon, so,
I do, too. I would say that I
get
watch...
my money worth.
I mean, I feel bad. It's a terrible company, but there's quite a few things that I enjoy on there.
Terrible effing company, but what successful company in the world is not terrible? It's just...
I don't know.
It is. It seems like all of them, If you get to that money threshold, you're a piece of shit, So, anyway, man... I don't feel a need to go through a scene by scene.
You don't need by scene by scene because it's, first of all, it is slow. So like if we told you scene by scene, it doesn't, you're not experiencing the majesty unless you're actually watching it with your eyeballs. All I have to say is if you like Lord of the Rings, watch it. If you like, I would even say that if you like
medieval shit, fantasy,
like,
medieval.
Yeah, fantasy, yep, stuff, like, especially like a, I don't want to say soft because that's not it, but like you're familiar, kind of like if you grew up reading fantasy in the 80s and 90s, like this will be your jam.
Well, just so for information, that may not be 100% true because I just recently went on So Was a Podcast. Shout out to, you know, Mark and Aubrey and Joey, but it was just me, Joey, and Aubrey. And, mm-hmm. You know, so if you want to go hear me clown on that show, go check that out. But me and Aubrey loved it, right? Joey, mm-hmm. he liked House of the Dragon better than he liked this. And we were like, what the F, you know, what the, get out of here, dude, you know, so.
But I meant like, I don't know. Does Joey read a lot of fantasy comics?
He's a fan. He's a fan, you know, he just.
Well, I like the books, but I didn't like that show.
Yeah.
Whatever, Joey.
Yeah, I didn't like.
Just kidding.
But I have not watched Longhead Matt Smith again. You know, I'm not interested. It's just like, I don't want to see this shit. It's just whatever. Anyway, man, and I haven't heard any hypes since it started. You know, that was it.
I haven't heard any hypes.
No, any hype at all. So anyway, that's all I got to say about this. I recommend. I'm gonna keep watching it. I'm right on time. I think one just came out last night, so I haven't watched that yet. And we'll keep it moving. What about you?
I recommend, but I probably won't watch any more of it.
God damn, Ticklebot. What the hell?
I'm busy.
Shit, doing what? Get out of here.
How fucking rude. You don't know what I do during the day.
Get out. So anyway, we're going to check our final brick, and we're going to come back with our main subject, the Barbarian. We'll be right back. All right, man, we are back. It's time to talk about the Barbarian, man. So something that wasn't on my radar popped up. Been hearing some good things about it. Wanted to check it out for myself. 2022, rated R, 1 hour, 42 minutes, horror thriller. A woman staying at an Airbnb. Jesus. Discovers that the house she has rented is not what it seems. And that's it. Directed by, Zach Cregger. Who's in this movie, Tipplebot?
So Georgina Campbell.
What a fun ass.
Bill Skarsgård with his fine ass.
That's what ladies say. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Justin Long.
Yeah, man. I ain't seen Justin, and he's back in another horror movie that I saw.
I think he's getting around.
Yeah. He's in another horror movie that I just saw a trailer for.
Matthew Patrick Davis.
As the creature.
Richard Brack.
They always.
Kurt Brownoller.
Yeah. I think that's about it. And then James Butler, right?
And then Zach Cregger makes an appearance in the film.
Zach Cregger.
That is the director.
Yeah, who the hell was he?
He was the back of the man talking to Justin Long in the bar. And I know that because I know who Zach Cregger is. Because, okay.
Okay. So, man, before we go any further, it's time for one. God damn it. I'm going to have to edit that. One. What you got for Barbarian?
Oh, disappointing.
Really?
Seriously. Yes.
Oh, okay. My one word was smiles, because I was smiling all the way watching this damn thing. I enjoyed it.
Were you smiling because it's like stupid?
No, I was smiling because I was enjoyed the fuck. I enjoyed it, man.
All right.
I had a good time watching this. Let's hit the spoilers and let's do our duties here. So, man, you know, I will say one thing about this. This show, it was a slow burn, and if you weren't patient, you didn't. The payoff wasn't. You had to be patient because it started a little slow. So we got our heroine, man. You know, she's a Tess driving to a shitty neighborhood in Detroit, man, and she's in a blighted area. And you're wondering to yourself, why would anybody be in this blighted area? You know, at night, she stops. Mm-hmm. She gets out of the car. It's raining. Goes up to the door. Somebody's in the Airbnb, and it's a bad thing. Now, I don't buy any of this, Tipplebot. You know, mm-hmm. I don't buy that this single woman would have walked even, you know, you just left. I'd have slept in my car before I'd have slept in the house with somebody. But, you know, the guy is a little weird. He's kind of creepy to me, you know. But
I think that's just because I think he might have typecast himself as a creep. But also, I think any situation in which a woman is alone with a man that she doesn't know feels dangerous.
In the middle of nowhere. I mean,
yeah, especially because you don't know. You couldn't confirm with the person. So what it would start to feel like to me would be a trap.
Yeah, so she goes in, and this whole dichotomy between these two characters is you just waiting for some shit to happen.
Which is great. I actually find the first part of this movie to be incredibly good because the tension is being built here where I'm like, and here's the thing. I want to say that if this movie went all the way through and no violence happened, but they kept making me feel this bizarre tension, that would have been a really interesting take on a horror movie. I'm not even going to talk to you because what happens later in this film is so the same as everything else that ever happens. It is a disappointment.
Well, it's a horror movie, and I don't want to see a bunch of nothing happen. And I'm saying that was great tension, but no payoff.
Because the idea of horror is different and can be explored. I mean, maybe there would be a payoff, but like not this. Anyway, we'll talk about it.
This part to me, it was cool. You know, I'm waiting for stuff to happen. You know, next thing you know, they're in the bedroom, the wine to come out, you know, he putting on the sheets. She goes to bed, wakes up because he's like talking in his sleep. And then you see that door close in the back. I'm like,
excellent. These are all excellent. I'm like, is this a ghost? Things.
What the hell is happening? Yeah. So, you know, she gets up. Shit is creepy. Something's happening. She goes on this job interview. And I'm like, safe. Because even when she was driving through it in the daytime, you're like, you're not safe. You are
why
not
would
safe.
You, yeah, why would
your
you
kids are not
I,
safe.
If I saw that in the daylight, there's right. just no way. And I get... I'm not saying it. I get that horror movies must progress beyond what we
first
find
of all,
comfortable.
This makes no sense, too. Like, her behavior, the writing of her behavior makes no sense. So
correct.
So, like, she goes to this job interview, and I didn't realize that she left all of her stuff at the house. Computer, everything.
Because you don't know. You still don't know him, and you don't know the neighborhood.
Exactly. You don't know. So she left all her stuff, and, you know, the lady gave her that look like, why would you be in that area?
If I came to your house.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, well, we're staying in blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And you said, blah, 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 no. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't be like, okay, bye. Like, this person who lives there was like, you shouldn't be there.
Like, your white ass about to get raped, mauled, and killed. Bring your ass here. Don't go back there.
Yep. I will say, shout out to this actress.
She was good.
Whose face portrayed the look of a person who was like, are you dumb?
Yeah. I mean, because she really, to me, with that one look on her face, brought the gravitas of how in trouble she actually was.
Yeah.
You know, but I was like, it's all fine. She ain't going back there. She goes
That's
back.
What I thought. She goes back.
She goes back.
Now, again, caveats for it being a horror movie. She goes into the basement.
Yeah. Yeah. Which was very clean.
She finds a secret room.
Yeah. I'm out.
You listen.
I'm out.
There is no use. There is no good use for a secret room. You leave the premises immediately.
Matter of fact.
And you call the police.
Worse, though. Worse. She can't see in there. And
yeah.
Then she rigs up all this shit and she goes in there and then sees this torture room.
Yeah. And she's like, so here's the thing. She had to go back to see the torture room, right?
Yeah.
I don't even need to go back there. There's no good use for that.
Yeah.
Somebody is back there doing a naughty.
Yeah.
And I have to leave so I don't become part of the naughty.
I'm coming back and forth with the cops, you know, so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here's the thing. I'll be driving away and I'll say, hey, here's the address. There might be a man there who might not be involved with this. I don't really give a fuck. Go check it out. I won't be there. I don't care either way.
Right. So she gets locked up and, you know, then, you know, old boy shows up.
No, she does not get locked up.
Yes, she did.
The guy who's staying there with her, Bill Skarsgård, comes and says, she says, we have to leave. There's a creepy, weird thing down there.
Oh, you're right.
And he says, right. I have to go see it for myself.
Yeah.
Now, unless he was part of it.
Fuck him. I would have left him.
Go
down there. I'm out, dude. I'm sorry. Well, I'm out.
Exactly. But this is, and I get that this is the narrative dissonance that we need to have the movie happen. But again, it's unbelievable to me because one, if I was staying with someone and I legitimately wasn't part of whatever evil process was happening, they came out of the basement and said, hey, I was just locked in the basement while I was down there. I found some very disturbing stuff. And he was like, well, I have to see it. I'd be like, you sound like a pervert. So I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
So like that immediately would make me think that he's part of it.
Yeah, so he goes down there, and, you know, next thing you know, because there's a sub-level and a sub-level. And, you know, next thing you know, she's screaming for him. And I'm like, fuck him.
Why?
Because at this point, I'm thinking he's part of the
plot. You don't know him. Right.
You know, I'm like, no, he's just trying to lure me down here. So, did she hear him? And I'm like, I wouldn't believe this shit.
Yes.
So, if I'm not armed to the teeth, I'm not even thinking about going down there. And even being armed to the teeth, I would have to be armed to the teeth with another person armed to the teeth to watch my back.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I would want it to be taped back to back. Exactly. So that there was no way for me not to be covered. But here's the thing. Here's what I really hate about it. There's no way that if I was Bill Skarsgård, I wouldn't be like, well, I need to see it for myself. I'd be like, sounds like we both need to leave. Two, I wouldn't follow him down there. And I don't think she would either, which makes this highly unbelievable to me.
Well, it's a horror movie, so I let it go.
I get it. There's only so much. Here's the thing. There's only so much you can ask of me. Because then when you go down there and it turns out that it's not him, the horror movie asks me to believe that it's very clever. But it isn't very clever because there is no reason for someone to go down there for that.
Okay, fine. But it's a horror movie. So I'm like, okay, he got when she finds him, he's bit. He's like, something bit me. And I'm like,
My favorite line in the whole movie, that was the scariest line. Something bit me.
Then next thing you know, old girl show up like, and start banging his head. And I was like, what the hell?
This is where the movie took a very
disappointing
turn for me. It just turned out to be the same bullshit that's in every horror movie. A gross, old, saggy person that is scary because they inbred or blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean?
Before that, though, you get introduced to the Justin Long character and, you know, his little plight.
Yeah, and that all that part, stuff. Who cares?
I loved it. I thought it was cool. You know, he was a Hollywood douchebag and he did some douchebaggery and, you know, the rape charges came up. And then as he explained to his buddy that, yeah, you're like, oh, shit, he is a rapist. He raped this chick, you know. So you're like, you know his ass gonna get it. But it's a horror movie. That's what they do, you know. And so, you know, he goes to the thing and his attitude the whole time, when he started measuring and getting all happy, measuring the floor for more square footage because he thinks it's going to be more money for him. I loved it, Tiff.
Now, I did think that's funny, right? That's fine. I didn't think that these parts weren't funny.
Yeah. So, you know.
But like, wouldn't it? Okay, we'll talk about this at the end, but I have a question for you at the end.
Yeah. So, you know, he falls into the trap and the girl is there. You know, I thought the girl was gone, you know, and. You know, the thing brings the bottle, you know, for them to suck on it and all this shit.
Did it have hair on it?
That was her hair drooping down. Yeah, it was disgusting. I'm like,
that
was
that part I didn't care for. I will say that there are some, like, good horror imageries in this movie, but, like...
Oh, my God. When that fucking
thing...
That one
was really good.
Excuse my language. When that thing was in that hallway stalking him, and you could barely see it in the theater.
Here's the thing. Oh, can I tell you...
So good.
Can I tell you how I kind of feel like maybe this wasn't the best horror movie?
Okay. All right.
I was never scared once.
Oh, down in that darkness, I was. I was like,
I was never scared, which is really saying something because I'm scared of everything.
Well, I thought it was great, man. And so,
because as soon as I saw, here's the thing. I think they had so much potential. What a creepy premise, right? But then
it worked for me.
Okay, I get it. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But like for me, the thing that's down there is so completely unsurprising to me, and. It could have just been anything. You could have never seen anything. I love a horror movie where you never see the monster.
Well, I thought the monster looked great, man. I was like,
but there's nothing wrong with the way that she looks as a monster. Yeah. Okay? I'm not complaining about that. I'm complaining about it being just the same shit that it always is. Hey, be scared because this thing is kind of grotesque to us or whatever, and it's in the dark.
So, we get the third part of this, and we actually see how this thing starts with the neighborhood being...
Again, I don't care about this.
And I really like the shots they was using, like...
There were some interesting shots from the back and the sides and stuff.
Yeah. And so they're showing this guy getting the room together. You know, he talk about he's never going to leave. So I'm like, okay, so that's the origin of this, you know. So, you know, they get that. They're in that basement. You know, she's trying to help him escape. You know, they end up escaping. You know, I like when she escapes and runs and get the cops and come back. And the cops are the biggest douchebags you ever want to meet. And I'm like... Typical. But then she in this bad neighborhood again and got to go back in the house, you know. So her stuff is in the house, you know, and she's worried about old boy being down there. I'm like, look, I've called the cops. There's nothing else I can do, Chief.
See you right. Here's the thing. I get that because I think I would have pretty bad survivor's guilt if I had been down there and knew that. But in my heart, what I would know is I would have, if I was down there and I barely got out, I would also have no chance of helping them. So my best bet is to like literally go to the cops. Yeah. Yes.
Get help.
Like,
and I would have just went to the precinct because these two douchebags didn't want to, you know, do anything, you know. And so she goes back in there and, you know, it's on, you know. So they end up, you know, he finds the old dude and the old dude is rambling through the thing and you knew he was going to pull out a gun. And he
kills himself
because he said he was going to bring the cops out, you know. So I was surprised at that. But I like where the story went with them being on the run, both of them, you know, and going up that, you know, I love that, you know. Now, you got to tell me what happened because I had to go to the bathroom so bad when the homeless dude had him in his little encampment and he gave him the folklore of the story. Mm-hmm. I went to the bathroom. I came back and the homeless dude was dead. I was like, what happened to the homeless dude, man? You know, or...
She killed him.
Okay, she showed him and killed him. They ran up the tower. And mm-hmm. I was so surprised when this douchebag grabbed that woman and threw her off the thing.
Yes. Now, here's kind of where I feel like this movie... So, this movie is trying to... It's got a clear point. We got... Okay. We get it. But it kind of goes, like, in my opinion, wouldn't it be, like, if you're trying to make the point you're trying to make, that he survives and escapes unscathed from the situation and just goes back to Hollywood? That would be... But I do like the fact that she survives.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing.
I do like that. Now, here's the thing. So, because he pushes her off the top of the water tower, but the mom... The
creature saves him.
The creature saves her because it's her baby.
Right.
And then kills Justin Long by ripping his head open.
Bad.
Which I really enjoyed that part. That was great. And then... Wow. Now, here's my other favorite part of this movie that I will say I really enjoyed is that she kills her.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And I was like, damn, it's the one good... It's like the one logical choice you have made in this whole situation. That's
true. I won't argue with that, but I still enjoyed this damn thing. It's a goddamn horror movie. I don't expect too much from horror movies, and I was fine with it. I enjoyed it.
Here's my problem.
Had a good time.
I do expect much from horror movies, because I've seen many horror movies that are really great.
I've seen a lot of bad ones.
But also, I guess what I'm saying is... Part of what disappointed me here so much is that I feel like it has a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't get... It had a lot of potential to become the kind of horror movie that was good on both sides. Scary, good, fun, but also kind of like above where it was. And instead it just went for like... I felt like it was leading me that way. And maybe that's the point. It was leading me that way. And then I was like, surprise, haha, it's just like a naked, saggy lady like always.
That was fine. I thought it was good. I enjoyed it.
I'm not saying that it's not like a fine... I got you. I wasn't even scared though. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So we got... polar opposites opinions on this one, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. I still recommend it to go have a good time and during Halloween and check this movie out. It'll be on streaming.
I'm probably wrong.
Why would you think you're wrong? It's your opinion. Why would you think you're wrong?
I'm usually wrong.
Oh, shit. Get out of here. Anyway, y'all, we came to do the damn thing. We got it done. My name is Montego Bradley, host of Fans of Patrol. With me is my Dynamite co-host, Ms. Tifflebot. Say goodbye to these wonderful people, Tiff.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
All right. So next week, I don't know, man. Maybe we'll do the Warrior Queen. We have to go back to the movies or something like that.
Warrior Queen?
Yeah. It's like dope ass movie happening. We'll talk about it. Anyway, man, until next week, we will be
on Patrol.